صنفا آخر من الناس يحملهم الجهل بالقوة الله الشهوات إلى بلادهم ونحفظها الكفار عن دين الله ذلك أنهم إنما يتحلون عن كل مخترم قال بنا الله على الحلم وليس الشهير أن أحدهم أخذ من أموال هذه يثق بدينه ووضعه في كل ما نحتاجه في دينه من معرفة الحلال والحرام والمباح والمكروه والواجب والمسنون كان ذلك من توفيق الله تعالى لهذا العبد ولو أن هؤلاء عرفوا بقدران الله تعالى لهم إذ أنهم دينهم بالبدء إذ أنهم جعلوا دينهم مهريا فما أتوا ما أمروا عليه مطلوبا ولا تعاطوا ما لهم إليه إلى فعل استحبابا بل ولم يعرفوا عنه تحريما ولا كانوا ما أرادهم أنه إليه مكروها لكنهم وجدوا ثوما وراء الأهوال والنكرات راكضين ولما فيه آلافه سابقين متبعين الشارع من آباء الفقهاء وفيه يحتجون على شريعة الله ويريدون أن يطلبوا فيه عن الوحي المنزل من عند الله فليس شعري كيف حال هؤلاء وهناك يومهم على ربهم يعرضون بل كيف هم يوم انهم وحدهم في قبورهم يسالون وحسبهم من هنا وهنالك اقوام جمعوا من حجر وسوء كيله فاخذوا براي المتطرفين هنا بامر الحكام فتركوهم وحاضروهم واثاروا عليهم وضموا اليه تساهل المتساهلين في هدي المصطفى عليه الصلاة والسلام زاعمين بأن ذلك إنما هو السنة فغروا الدين كله وغروا عليهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولو أنهم آمنوا واتقوا من عند الله خير لو كانوا يعلمون قد قلت ما قلت وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأعوانه وإخوانه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد أيها الناس اليوم عمل ولا حساب وغد حساب ولا عمل فإما خلود في نعيم أو أنه عذاب مقيم كل ذلك مبناه على ما يقدمه العبد في هذه الحياة وللحق المعتبر عند الله هو ما وافق الكثير من قرآن وسنة لا بفهم مستقل للمرء بل على فهم سلف الأمة الذين كانوا أبرها قلوبا وأخفقها ألسنا وأحفظها فهما وأصلحها بيانا وأخلصها إيمانا فأنا وضعنا حيث وقفوا وأن نأخذ من تراثهم الذي خلقوا يا أيها الإخوة المؤمنون متى شاء أنفقهم عند جميع أخبار الأمة وبه أخذوا وعليه ساروا ونهجوا فلن تضل الأمة ولن تشقى بل سوف تعز وتقوى استقبلتكم ربنا سبحانه اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء قليلا ما تذكرون ولا ينبغي أن يفهم هذا النصر القرآني بعيدا عن النصوص الأخرى من القرآن والسنة كما فهمه أجلاء الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم حيث قال الله تعالى ومن يشاهد الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فاجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. وليسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسمه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأبواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة والأراضي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت
الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض are always born from their own desires. Lying to what contains their senses. And chasing and chasing and looking for any strange opinion of the Sahaba. And they take it as a proof against the Quran and the Sunnah. So if you raise an ayah, they bring you the saying of this ayah. If you bring the hadith, they bring you the saying of this ayah. What is from the principle is wrong. What from the principle is wrong. Because any ayah by the Quran and Sunnah, one cannot support the Quran and Sunnah. I wish that these people know how they are going to be when they are standing before Allah. I mean, not any of what they have committed in this world. Neither, but I wish that they remember what they're going to be in their grave when they are alone. Questioned by the angels who are carrying this hammer to hit them with when they do not know what to say as a response. Questioned. And more than these two kinds of people is the third part, is the third quality that are better. Which means, as we say, the higher as the Qaeda. A higher is the third quality of things that has no need of the form. And it's skin. So that is the worst quality of faith. And besides that, they are telling this bad quality of faith, they are teaching. They are putting some legs beneath the skin to teach, to make the half kilo weigh a kilo. So they are telling bad quality. And these people are those ones who are the extremists, with the extremists, and their extremism against the ruler, criticizing the ruler, and fighting the ruler. So they are the Quran from one side. And at the same time, they are with those people who are opposing the deen from the other side. Meaning, they don't have any sign of holding the deen, even extremism. Even of extremism. And they are rather with those extremists who are known by their beard, their soft clothes. Know that they are with those who abandon the deen at all. But they are swinging in between. That is the monarchy. So sometimes they are with these people, at some other time, they are with the other people. Which shows that they are Abu al-Abbas. And today, we have a lot of people like that. Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqara, إِذَا رَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا قَالُوا إِلَى الشَّيَاطِينِ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. When they see the believers, they say, well, you are the Nabi who believe. And when they go by on the Shaheen, they say, well, with you, we're just mocking them. two answers are in the Jannah. Who believes in Allah? Hamza and Abba. So, it's not who you are. That is what this he used to do in the tour, in the past. So if you do good in this world, you're going to find good in the earth. It's not a tool to be saved, walking. Mainly what is considerable before Allah is what attends the deen, the evidence from the Quran and Sunnah. But not based upon your understanding. Separately from the understanding of the Sahaba, that would never ever fool you, even if you met the Haqq. If you just say this by your own desire, and later on you found that what you said is exactly what Abu Bakr said, this is not something that makes you happy. This could be something that makes you sad. Why? Because you base your result on your desire, not on your health, not on your knowledge. So you should not take the Quran and Sunnah and understand it the way you like. Because if you adhere to Haqq one time, you will miss it many times. And maybe Shifa will help you adhering to Haqq for one or two or three times. But this only to drag you and take you away, to trick you and take you away from the Haqq. So you need to be careful. You need to be careful. So, it is to adhere to Haqq, to believe from the Quran and Sunnah, but based upon the understanding of the five principles. How do you disunderstand? Because you cannot be like this brother in the Bible. It is because that Allah Ta'ala selected them from amongst all the mankind, from Adam to the last man, to be all the prophets of Allah. They are the best, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, Muhammadur Rasulullah, wal-ladhina ma'ah, and those who are with him. And in that Allah رضي الله عنه وبرضو عنه, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلون ثم الذين يلون. These people are in my who are in my future, meaning the Sahaba, the Sahaba. It's not anyone. It's not anyone this time. It's not Abdullah bin Ubayy bin Salul. It's not Abu Lahab or Abu Jahl. No, but it is the Quran. So we have to understand the Quran and Sunnah as the companions and the students, and then the students, the Tabi'een, the Atba' Tabi'een, and it's because that they were the ones who are the most pure heart, the ones who are the most honest heart, and the ones who were above the deepest understanding, clear understanding. And they were the best of those who spoke in the Arabic language. So they understand it. And they turn it to us. At the time of Sahaba, they did not have books of tafsir. It is only that Rasulullah recites the ayat. And they, in most of the time, understand it. And whenever they do understand it, immediately they ask Rasulullah about the meaning of it. And he from Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to them. And the more sincere ones after the Prophet and Messenger ever come. So shouldn't we then stop where they stop and do people, brethren, as this. Once this kind of understanding is spread amongst the Ummah, and they take it and walk on it, then they will never ever be misled on the stand, or even be in difficulty. However, they gotta be given more honor and fear and power. As what Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 7, ayah number 3, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. Follow what been descended to you from your Lord. ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. For do not and do not follow besides Allah, other than Allah, as أولياء and the prophets, قليلا ما تذكرون. For little time you may remember. This ayah of Surah Al-A'raf should not be understood separately from the other ayah of the Quran and the Hadith of the Prophet. So one says, I will take only what is written from Allah in the Quran, and I don't take it from the Quran. No. No. We have to understand every individual ayah of the Quran based upon the other ayah.
Thank you.
ابتغاء رضوان الله. They wanted to see a person gain the pleasure of Allah with it. However, they could not even maintain it the way to see. So Allah Ta'ala said, فَأَتَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْهُمْ. So we gave to those who believe, meaning, who did not? Who did not go to this level? Making obligation which is not obligation. Their reward, we give them their reward. وَكَثِيرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. While most of them are practical, disobedient to Allah, even if they intended to work. Because innovating in the deen is a disobedience. It's a major disobedience, major sin. But Allah said, take it like this. But they did not want to take it like this. They said, no, it's not enough. This is something that lasts. But we have to notice and remember that running away from extremism should not make us to rise over the back of what we call the jafar, abandoning the Sharia, the religion of Allah, and going far away from the guidance of the evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah for what is obligatory for the Muslim to do, or what is optional for him to do, permissible for him to do, or for what is forbidden for him to do to stay away from, or what is this life for him to do, so he also stay away from it. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, Ayah number 124, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And whoever turns away from my dhikr, which is the remembrance, and the remembrance means at first the nukh. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ. What is the dhikr here? It's the Qur'an. The first of all the revelations. And the first meaning of dhikr, it's not only remembered by saying subhanAllah alhamdulillah. It is part of it. But the first thing in it is the knowledge that these verses always upon the guidance keep them seeing things as they are indeed. And by that we mean it out of the Quran, propagating that Allah Ta'ala set us out from this land, around the deen, the true deen, true religion that He wanted for us to be upon, and we ask Allah Ta'ala and make us always holding the Sunnah of Quran, guidance, and make us from the dead brothers of blessed people who fulfill the brotherhood based upon seeking his faith, his pleasure. Allah Ta'ala A'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak, ala nabiyyina Muhammad, ala alayhi wa sallam.